Welcome to Uva Ball Raw USA. I'm Gary Otto, and I'm here to talk with you about the Razzies. Yes, it's that time of year again. 2022 Razzie nominations are upon us. For every one of the best, there must be a worst, and only the best will claim their bad by picking up their Razzie. I wonder if Uwe Boll got his Razzie. That's a good question. Well, the nominations were announced on Monday, and it looks like that Princess Diana movie on Netflix is sweeping the award show. I didn't even know that Diana the musical was a fucking thing, but apparently it's some kind of play that lasted for only 40 shows, yet somehow got adapted into a Netflix version. So, very interesting. We're going to start here. Worst picture, Diana the musical. Infinite. Karen, whatever the fuck that is. Space Jam, A New Legacy. Now, a big surprise. Space Jam. I think that everybody's memory of this movie is kind of fucking altered or skewed because, come on, even when it was fresh and it came out, if you weren't a kid, you knew that that was just one big Nike commercial. It's like that same, around that same time period in the 90s, there were so many kids' cartoons where they were trying to find ways to promote shoes. I mean, like Frank Mancuso Jr. was trying to harass Ralph Bakshi during the production of Cool World a number of years earlier than Space Jam. He was trying to get Holly to have Nike shoes on throughout the whole film, like product placement. It was tough to fight, from what I understand, all of the commercial aspects, the branding aspects, but Space Jam really embraces all those commercial aspects. I mean, you remember those Spike Lee Nike commercials with him and Michael Jordan? It's just like that. It's like those fucking commercials spread out to an hour and a half with Spice World level celebrity random cameos just littered throughout. Big commercial. So yeah, no shit, Space Jam, A New Legacy is garbage. Anyway, moving on. Last, the worst picture is The Woman in the Window, the last nomination. So it's Diana the Musical, Infinite, Karen, Space Jam, New Legacy, and The Woman in the Window. We're going to move on to worst actor here. We got Scott Eastwood in Dangerous. Scott Eastwood is a good actor. I just think, it's Clint Eastwood's son. I think he could be an action star. I think that he needs a great vehicle. Because Dangerous ain't it. Ro Hartranft for Diana the Musical. LeBron James for Space Jam, A New Legacy. Benjamin Platt for Dear Evan Hansen. And Mark Wahlberg for Infinite. Now let's talk about Dear Evan Hansen for a second. Are you guys okay? Let's talk about the movie. What is it? So there's some dude, some hipster kid, who freaking writes a letter to himself because he's a loser. It's like, I want to make myself feel better because I'm depressed. So he's like, Dear Evan Hansen, dear myself, I love you. You're cool. You're awesome. And you're my friend. And you're so radical. Whatever. He writes this letter to himself. Then there's some bully at school, some equally asshole-y hipster dude who's like harassing Evan Hansen or whatever, who's like a loner and he's an outcast. He's scary. Well, he like bullies Evan Hansen, and Evan Hansen like he takes Evan Hansen's note. So this kid goes home and reads this. It's like, ha ha ha, you wrote a note to yourself. He goes home, he takes this kid's note, he reads it, and then he kills himself. Like, what the fuck? It was the letter that poorly written? Or I don't understand. But anyway, the douchebag kid kills himself and he has the like Evan Hansen note in his hand. How fucking heavy-handed and dramatic can you get? So the parents think, whoa, this Evan Hansen dude must have been this guy's best friend. So like they invite the Evan Hansen dude into their house And they're hanging out with them, and they're like, yeah, you knew my son so well. Meanwhile, Evan Hansen is trying to fuck the sister of this dead dude because he's a fucking creeper, I guess. And with all throughout this, they just bust out into song and dance. It's like, I don't know if it's based on a musical, but it's like the epitome of hipster garbage. No shit, it's on this list. Anyway, keep going. Worst actress. Amy Adams, The Woman in the Window. Jenna DeWall, Diana the Musical. Megan Fox, Midnight in the Switchgrass. Taryn Manning for Karen. Ruby Rose, yeah, for Vanquish. Ruby Rose is a good stunt woman. You saw her in John Wick 2, right? I feel bad for what happened to her with that Batwoman shit, because of course that show is garbage. And of course the people who run it are fucking tards. But yeah, Ruby Rose is okay. Anyway, Rose, worst supporting actress. Amy Adams, Dear Evan Hansen. Sophie Cookson, Infinite. Erin Davi, Diana the Musical. Judy Kaye as both Queen Elizabeth and Barbara Cartland in Diana the Musical. Taryn Manning, every last one of them. Worst supporting actor. Ben Affleck for The Last Duel. Now, I want to see The Last Duel. I haven't seen it, but it's probably got shortcuts. It's probably got like a lot of time to breathe, and it probably doesn't care about trends in the audience. So great, great movie, I'm sure. Lots of monochrome colors. I want to see that. Nick Cannon for The Misfits. Mel Gibson for Dangerous. Gareth Keegan for Diana the Musical. Jared Leto for House of Gucci. Now, Jared Leto, pleh. Come on, wasn't his first movie Fight Club? The guy's like my age, and the guy is overrated. He's a pretty dude. That's true. But his Joker was pretty dumb, and that movie Morbius with him as the vampire, that movie has been screened. It was screened years ago. It was terrible. And then they kept reshooting it and changing it and reshooting it and cutting it up. And what's released is probably not going to be any fucking better. No shit. So all that talk about, oh, Jared Leto, Morbius is going to be in Spider-Man universe. Who cares if they probably shot some dumb thing for the credit sequence and just tacked it on there. Who gives a crap? They pretend like they are dedicated to their craft and in realizing the comic book universe, but come on, guys. These are star vehicles. These are toy films. So anyway, moving on. Worst performance by Bruce Willis in a 2021 movie. Look, he has his own category, a special category. Bruce Willis for American Siege. Bruce Willis for Apex. Bruce Willis for Cosmic Sin. Bruce Willis for Deadlock. Bruce Willis for Fortress. Bruce Willis for Midnight in the Switchgrass. Bruce Willis for Out of Death. Jeez, how many fucking movies did he make in 2021? Bruce Willis for Survive the Game. Now, the only cosmic sin I think Bruce Willis has committed is the fact that he makes garbage after garbage after garbage now. It's like after Die Hard fucking 5, the one where he goes to Russia, his career totally went in the shitter. And no shit. That movie was terrible. But yeah, I think that it was probably much better than Deadlock or Midnight in the Switchgrass with Megan Fox and that rapper dude. So, moving on. Worst screen couple. Any klutzy cast member and any lamely lyricized or choreographed musical number from Diana the Musical. LeBron James and any Warner cartoon character or Time Warner product. He dribbles on in Space Jam A New Legacy. Jared Leto and either his 17-pound latex face, his geeky clothes, or his ridiculous accent in House of Gucci. Ben Platt and any other character who acts like Platt singing 24/7 is normal in Dear Evan Hansen. Fuck. Dear Evan Hansen is like a comedy, unintentional piece of shit. Like, I think that it's got lots of, it's probably one of those MST3K level contemporary turds on a silver platter. Tom and Jerry, aka Itchy and Scratchy from the Tom and Jerry movie, which I would actually see. But then again, I'm the guy who saw Jetsons the movie in 1990 in the theater. Even though it sucked, I still supported Hanna-Barbera. And I was too old to see it, but whatever. So next category, worst remake, ripoff, or sequel. Karen, inadvertent remake of Cruella de Vil. Wonderful. Space Jam, A New Legacy. Tom and Jerry, the movie. Twist, a rap remake of Oliver Twist. Oh boy. The Woman in the Window, a ripoff of Rear Window. How many fucking times are they going to remake Rear Window? I know that they made that dumb, I like Shia, but that dumbass Shia movie, Disturbia, it's a turdbia, get it? That movie sucks. And it was a blatant ripoff of Rear Window to the point that, like, I think Hitchcock's estate actually sued them and won. Which is probably why you don't hear too much about Disturbia anymore. So, move on. Worst director. Christopher Ashley for Diana the Musical. Stephen Chbosky for Dear Evan Hansen. Coke Daniels, with Coke in quotes, for Karen. Now, Coke Daniels, is that cocaine or Coca-Cola? And why is it in quotes? Okay, next one. Rennie Harlan for The Misfits. Rennie Harlan is still directing. You've heard me say before, Cutthroat Island is the shit. It's awesome. Die Hard 2, come on. He's a good action director. But anyway, he's on this list for The Misfits. Joe Wright, ooh, for Woman in the Window. Worst screenplay, Diana the Musical, script by Joe DiPietro. Whoop. Music and lyrics by DiPietro and David Bryan. Karen, written by Coke Daniels. Okay. The Misfits, screenplay by Kurt Wimmer and Robert Henney. Screen story by Henney. Twist, written by John Rathall and Sally Collette. Additional material by Matthew Parkhill, Michael Lindley, Tom Grass, and Kevin Lahane. From an original idea by David and Keith Lynch and Simon Thomas. Is that the rap Oliver Twist? Original idea? Okay. The Woman in the Window. Screenplay by Tracy Letts. From the novel by A.J. Finn. So wait a second. Dear Evan Hansen didn't make it onto Worst Screenplay. That's an insult. Because the movie's dumb. So anyway, yep. Thank you, and everybody, let's take a look to see how the Razzies end up, and have a great day.